Hello, this is another reading for today. Doesn't matter when you hear this, this message is perfect for you. You've been divinely guided to this particular moment. My name is Lisa Snyder, and I'm an intuitive healer, energy channel. I channel ancient dialects with the use of my voice. I sense and feel through all of my senses, and I'll share what I get for you today. You may hear sounds as I express those that are supporting wherever we are guided by source, and the energies are a form of sound healing. So just see what you notice, see what you feel. If you feel guided, please like, subscribe. If you're listening to my podcast, please follow. And if you're on my YouTube channel, thank you. Please also, again, like and subscribe if you feel so guided. Today's card is communication, and it is inverted. This is from the Angels and Auras Oracle deck by Radley Valentine and Dougal Frazier. Love this deck. I love all my decks, but I have a few that I seem to really resonate with here lately. And it's interesting because as I'm channeling and as I'm connecting with you today on this card in particular, my left ear is ringing a little bit louder than normal. So this is just validation that we're going to be working on our communication, mine included. And it's beautiful. So this card inverted, if you're listening on my podcast, I'm just going to describe this to you. It is a group of people. They're around a campfire and there are streams of light that are in the background, which to me feels like streams of consciousness and streams of awareness. But I'm also noticing hands that are on the face. It's on the face. It's like the game of you call that telephone when you're whisper to somebody and then it goes along. So depending on the way the card's positioned, and today it's inverted. And when I look at the inverted, it talks about gossip, withholding, solitude, and risk. Now that doesn't mean you're gossiping, but if you do notice people gossiping around you, you might want to take note of that and make sure that we are not participating in those types of energies, because those are not going to be the energies going to be supporting us. I'm just going to read a little bit from the book because I love the descriptions that they share here. Just briefly, the shadow message, because the card was inverted. There may be a lack of clarity regarding communication in your life. It can feel scary to share who you truly are with those around you. By withholding your true feelings and hiding your personal divine light, you restrict success and connection with people in all aspects of your life. You may even be deflecting your most authentic self by talking about the stories of other people. Reframe your voice to be about you. As you begin to speak from the heart, your life will become more magical. And the colors that are highlighted in this card are green and blue. So green with communication, blue with wisdom, with this book. So this is the energy they'll be working with us today. So we're working with communication. Again, I'm seeing a theme with the cards here. It doesn't seem to matter what day you're listening to it. It's just, I'm noticing a theme as we're progressing from day to day to day. So to grab my pillow here, I like to use my pillow for feeling and sensing where the energies are leading us. All right. Monthly sound healings coming up. So if you're interested, I hold monthly sound healings. If you like this format, it's a 1 hour. So it's just a little taste of how I work with private sessions and also with group sound healing circles. So if you like this format, you might want to consider checking out a private one-on-one with me or a group sound healing circle. Thank you. All right. So let's place our feet firmly on the ground, feeling that connection with Mother Earth. Let's just send a grounding cord from the base of our spine down to her crystalline core. And I can already feel where they're starting to work. Let's bring in cosmic energy from above of love and light down our backs, up our front, down our arms, our wrists, our hands, our fingertips. Feeling it coming from within and out the top of our head and just filtering all around our energetic space and our physical body. And let's bring the intention rose into our space, collecting any low vibrational frequencies, any chaos energies, regardless of the timeline or lives, collecting any unconscious chaos energies that are not, or outdated beliefs that are not serving our highest good. Let that rose just collect all those energies. Give that rose to source or send it out to the very edge of the universe and watch it go poof. Bring forth another intention setting rose. And this rose set the intention of allowing in only those energies that are to support you from love and light. So if you happen to be around somebody who's struggling, that their energies, although you may be empathetic to what they're going on, their energy they're carrying is not the energy rose is only allowing in those that are serving your highest good. Surrounding this session with the beautiful gold and white light, feeling our hearts connected with divine source of love and light, which truly connects us all. Setting the intention that we are working with and only inviting the highest possible vibrational frequencies of love and light, and especially where it pertains to communication. Thank you. And interestingly enough, and not so surprising, my hands are being guided to work with the throat chakra. When I say that my hands are working, that's where source is leading us to work within our communication with the heart, with the throat center. Front of your throat is starting to rotate as I look at you in a clockwise direction. The back of the neck is starting to rotate in the opposite direction. That's where the energies are working to help support you with your communication. So now as I look at you, it's like a flower that's opening from the front and the back. It's like the front half of the flower is going to the right and the back half of the flower is going to the left. It's like really opening up. And they're also showing me what looks like green leaves that are starting to come down. So the green leaves are coming all the way down your spine. So if you can imagine that this beautiful flower is opening up at your throat with this green, the green stem, the green leaves are just like going all the way down your spine, all the way to the base of your spine. So it's like a big, long, what they're showing me is actually kind of looks like a tulip here. Okay. So now as I look at you, I can see and sense that the energy is starting to glide down the front of your throat, down towards the abdominal area, and the back of your neck is gliding up towards top of your head. Pulsing sensation on the back of your neck. So this is just showing me where the energies are wanting to work and where they're wanting to open up and receive. Understanding that these energies that are within this recording, doesn't matter what time or space, energy is energy. And you are here in the perfect moment to receive what your soul is going to guide you in this perfect moment. Source and soul are in charge of your session. So breathe now into the front of your throat. Move that breath out the back of your neck. Some energetic releases here. And now I can feel the energy is starting to rotate as I look at you, the front of your throat in a clockwise direction and really starting to open up. Channeling a little bit of energy here to go right to the throat. And what they're showing me is that it goes in the center of your throat. It's rotating. As I look at the energy, it's spiraling in as I look at you in a counterclockwise direction. Don't worry about the energy, what direction it's going. It's just where they're showing me. So it's just a reflection of how the energy is kind of going in. Now it looks like it actually looks like a dumbbell. So you know how the on the ends of a dumbbell, you have the two weights and then the center is a cylinder. That's what they're showing me. It's like the two heavy the weights are on the front and the back of the neck. It doesn't mean it's heavy. It's just that's just how they're showing me the information. And they're showing me that they're connecting the front and the back of the communication. So what they're showing me here is they're connecting the energy centers from the front and the back, your throat and your neck. And they're making that streamline of information. So it's an analogy of where they're working, really setting that intention. It's a little disconnected for some of us within our communication. So they're just really showing they're helping to connect and solidify this, making it easier for us to stand in our truth, stand in our power, and feel that connection with communication. And I'm very aware that this energy is working with your tongue and your teeth. Remembering again, this energy is a form of sound healing. Thank you. Nice gentle breath here in the front of your throat, out the back of your neck. As you're doing that, I can feel the front of your throat is gliding towards your left and the back of your neck is gliding towards your right, creating space. And the right side of my nose is starting to itch. So it feels like it's helping to increase communication out. So from the right side out, the doing, the action, feeling like it's helping for the expressing. And I'm also aware that around the above my eye on the left side, now my whole nose is starting to itch. This is a reflection of where the energy is working. And I'm also aware that my left eye, like right around the eyebrow area, they're working here. So this is, when you think about where this is, it's like, I feel like it's that whole extension from third eye kind of radiating out around your eyes. And eyes is another form of communication, the way you're seeing, the way you're perceiving information. So for some of us who are looking to be more working with our clairs and opening up, that's what they're showing me here, just kind of opening up those senses a little bit more. Beautiful. All right. Let's bring in that grounding cord from the base of our spine and send that all the way down to Mother Earth, really feeling grounded, centered, and balanced with her crystalline core. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, our love and appreciation to one another and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Thank you. And until next time, love and blessings.